Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Hall Pass. This place looks so good. Hall Pass is a new small batch ice cream shop that makes everything from scratch, and they use really good quality ingredients. This ice cream shop is a collab between Lawrence Longo, who is the guy behind bringing Prince Street Pizza to Chicago, Vegas, Toronto, everywhere they are. He's also behind Irv's Burgers, which are mainly in California, Los Angeles, and surrounding areas. And he has a bunch of other concepts also. So it's Lawrence and then Amira Kasim. And Amira is the founder of Flower Shop Bakery and the creator of the Rainbow Explosion Cake, which has probably pummeled your social media feeds at one point or another. So Hall Pass is in LA. It's on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, and it looks super cool. The flavors are these childhood nostalgic flavor combos. So they're doing like a strawberry milkshake flavor, and they have a cinnamon toast churro flavor, and there's a bunch more. But there's also this one called The Last Bite, which I believe is named after that last bite of a drumstick that has the chocolate at the bottom of the cone. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I wonder if they'll do a last bite of a Tootsie Pop or a Blow Pop, which is equally satisfying to me, at least. I'm not really surprised that Lawrence and Amira came together because they both seem to have great success with anything they touch. So I can imagine we'll be hearing a lot more about Hall Pass ice cream. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next is Ground Up. This one's really interesting. So Ground Up is a company that makes handcrafted nut butters. And I'm excited for this because I've tried a number of small batch nut butters and some are okay and some are not that okay. But for some reason, this one feels really promising. It was started by two women in Portland, Oregon, and it's a really cool product. Their mission overall is to provide skills to women overcoming adversity. So they do this really cool 6 to 9 month employment training program to help women get back on their feet. But how I learned about them was really funny because I sat down to start planning this episode of Heard, telling myself I'm not going to go on my Instagram and start scrolling, but I did. And the first thing that popped up was literally this video of Molly Yeh, and she was tasting a new flavor that this company has called Blueberry Muffin Nut Butter. And for whatever reason, it just sounded so good to me. So I went down the Ground Up rabbit hole and came to learn they have some really great sounding flavors. They have a honey cardamom flavor, a snickerdoodle one. Anyway, I ordered it last night and I'm very excited to give it a try. Oh, this one's fun. So the recipe I want to share this week is actually not really a recipe, but it's another article that I came across, which I feel like I've been referencing articles quite a bit here. Oh well, think of this one as inspiration meets throwback, at least for me personally. Okay, so Food Republic had an article called Forgotten Breakfast Foods That No One Eats Anymore. And in the article, they listed about 5 different old-time breakfast foods, but there are 2 of them that struck a chord for me. One was something called coffee soup, and 2 was one called milk toast. These both made me very curious because way back in early 2018, we had Chef Massimo Bottura on the podcast, and he shared with us a recipe that was from his childhood that he grew up eating that he called milk soup, or in Italian, zuppa di latte. And his recipe was basically a cross between this coffee soup and milk toast from the article that I just mentioned. I have not tried to make any of these, but it remains really intriguing to me, and I feel like I want to give it a shot. And I'm actually really curious if anyone has heard of these or grew up eating them or their parents grew up eating them. If you have, will you shoot me a note on Instagram? Because I'm kind of curious anyone's experience with it. And if you want to hear Chef Massimo Bottura talk about it in detail, I will link to that episode with him from season 1. But here's a little taste for now.
What's the first most amazing meal that you remember having?
My first, I think, is a warm cup of milk full of breadcrumbs, some chocolate and coffee and sugar.
I've heard you talk about this, but I need to know what to do, like if I'm at home.
You're home, you get whole milk. You put on the fire and you boil it. You let him sit. you get the skin on the top of the milk. That's very important because it's the best part. Then you mix a little bit of sugar and a little bit of chocolate.
Like a spoon of sugar.
Spoon of sugar with a double spoon of chocolate. You mix
chocolate
it.
Sauce or like
no,
a piece?
No, chocolate powder.
Powder, okay.
Powder. Good one, you know. The better you buy, the better it is. Then you start mixing a little bit of hot milk in there. Then you keep the skin on the side. Then you go on till you have a good warm chocolate. Then you put breadcrumbs a little bit at a time. You have to be careful because if you put too much breadcrumbs, you get so hard because the more it stays, the more absorb the liquid and the more...
And it's like porridge.
Exactly. And then when it's a good texture, you put the skin inside and you start eating. That was my favorite meal when I was a kid.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Next is Billy Zuracat. Billy is such a fascinating and inspiring guy. He was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy many years ago and actually decided to take his love of cooking and turn it into a way to do something good and bring awareness to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. He has a really fascinating story that I won't get too far in the weeds about, but I'm excited to give Billy a little shout out. He's done a number of really cool collaborations with great restaurants and pizzerias around the Chicagoland area. And just to give you a little example or sample, he's done some collabs with Pauly G's Pizza, Antique Taco, Lula Cafe, Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits. He recently did one I just saw today with Washington Gardens, which is a restaurant that has a location in Lakeview in the city of Chicago, as well as one in the north suburbs up in Highwood. So shout out to Billy for finding joy in his life amongst difficulties that he's had to face. We will for sure link to the Muscular Dystrophy Association in the show notes, and you should keep up with Billy on Instagram as well, at TheRealBillyZ. Next is Manuka Honey. Why do I love Manuka Honey so much? Well, the long and the short of it is that Manuka Honey is a type of honey made from the Manuka bush, which grows mainly in New Zealand and parts of Australia. The honey's a little bit thicker and darker than most other honeys you may be used to, and the taste is a little richer than a traditional honey, which I personally like. But the real key of Manuka Honey is that it's incredibly good for you. It has a ton of antibacterial properties to it. I've heard people use it for burn and wound care, not to mention sore throats, and also a lot of people find it very beneficial for digestive health support. People also use it for skincare things like acne and eczema, but for me, I like to use it for the overall health properties, and I also put a little spoon of it in my coffee on some mornings, which I learned from a gentleman named James Reed. And James is the head beekeeper and general manager of Stoked Beekeeping Company. Stoked has honeybee farms in Alaska, and they have honeybee farms in New Zealand as well. I've asked my friend Anthony, who's from New Zealand, about some different Manuka honey brands that he likes. I've tested a few brands myself, but the latest one that I seem to be buying over and over is from Stoked. So there are a lot of brands, as I mentioned, in stores and on Amazon. I would suggest to just do some research and make sure it's the real stuff and good quality. And you'll see there are a lot of different grades of Manuka honey. And basically, the higher the number or the grade, the more potent the health properties are. One last thing before I leave you, just a little tip from my kitchen. Our family loves to add tater tots to our breakfast tacos and breakfast burritos. I know this may seem random, but it's such a good tip. My wife and I learned about this when we were in Santa Barbara many years ago. There's a little tiny hole-in-the-wall place on the wharf called On the Alley. And they have these delicious breakfast burritos. And when you take a bite into them, you get this really crispy crunch of a tater tot. And it blew both of our minds. We've recommended this place to anybody who goes to Santa Barbara. And now whenever I try to recreate a breakfast burrito at home or even make breakfast tacos, I always try to shove a couple well-done tater tots for that added crunch factor. You're welcome. Thanks for listening to Her, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, untap the follow button and tune in for more Her, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.